From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, what a frenzy has been whipped up in the past week by the chattering classes. What I'm referring to is the terrible, horrendous discovery that our biggest telco has asbestos in the ground. Is that news? I don't think so. And from what I've heard, the records are acknowledging the fact. The megawatts of power wasted in the broadcast, print and online over-dramatisation of the situation must have cost a fortune. There was a time when solder always contained lead. Petrol contained lead, as did most house paints. There was a time when many transformers contained a coolant solution called transformer oil. Much of this material contained chemicals called PCBs, and some of the early hybrid two-way radios used vibrator power supplies for the valves. The straw-coloured liquid that leaks from these units is one of these cancer-causing PCBs. What we all need to know is that our environments contain dangerous contaminants. What is necessary is to be able to recognise what is unsafe and know how to treat the problem. Whether you're doing some DIY on the shack or getting your hands dirty on your latest treasure, restoring a relic, it is just common sense to be aware and to research the material. Take advice from those who know rather than those who wish to sensationalise. If you started your amateur career after the restructure, you would have completed a practical assessment. Part of this training was to allow you to use electricity safely. Electrons on the loose can kill, and as can many other things. This is part of the ongoing self-education that amateur radio provides. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News, relayed in Southeast Queensland on 146.700 and 146.950 MHz repeaters, following the WIA news at 9 a.m. I'm Bryn, VK4GF.
Clem, VK4XES, reports that the Southside Amateur Radio Society, VK4WSS, along with the River City 4x4 Club, perform communications for the Queensland Endurance Riders Association Incorporated at Spring Mountain, south of Logan City. Amateurs were stationed at checkpoints around the course and monitored all competitors. Over 100 horses and riders took part in the 40-kilometre enduro ride. The 5:30 a.m. start ensured a pre-dawn rise for all participants. Comms consisted of 70-centimetre amateur radio through a local repeater in conjunction with UHF CBs on channel 27. A good day was had by all, with riders acknowledging that the event could not go ahead without effective communications to ensure safety.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.